voice she has, too.
Yeah, really good. Good stuff. So tickets still available at EmporiaGranada.com. It is 6:47, and we're pleased to be welcoming in this morning Janine McKenna, President and CEO of the Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce. Janine, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I am wonderful. The sun is rising. It looks like another beautiful day, or great day, I should say, in Emporia.
Indeed it is. Indeed it will be another great day. You're going to be doing some ribbon cutting today here, huh?
We are. I tell you, we have a busy week coming up besides all the Veterans Tribute activities, which are going to be great to attend. We have a ribbon cutting today at 11:30, and it will be held at the Dynamic Discs Distribution Center, their brand new, beautiful distribution center at 840 Overlander Road. We're excited to help them celebrate that new facility here in Emporia.
Yeah, I was talking to a couple of representatives from Dynamic Discs as they had their Freedom Open as far as Freedom Fest this past weekend, and they were all excited about the big ribbon cutting coming up this morning at 11:30. So all are invited to attend. Again, that's at 840 Overland Road. And business after hours this week, Janine?
We do. We have a business after hours this Thursday, 5 to 7. You have time to come and then still get over to the Granada Theater and enjoy the wonderful Sarah Evans concert. But our, after hours will be held at Carrie's Diamonds and Bridal. And this is a big after hours for us. It is a membership meeting in which we elect our new incoming board members that will serve on the board of directors for the next 3 years. So we're excited about that. We hope that our membership will attend and help us with this election. Once again, it's this Thursday, Carrie's Diamonds and Bridals, from 5 to 7 o'clock in the evening.
And Carrie's always puts on a good one, that is for sure.
She does.
Yeah.
Yes. And, you know, great Christmas shopping. Shop early, shop local, and she'll have some great deals that evening, I'm sure.
Great idea, Janine.
Yes.
And let's see, we've got the Veterans Day Parade coming up this Thursday, and that will be followed by our biggest parade of the year, the Christmas Parade from the Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce. How are things going?
Yes, they are going great. We are just busy getting everything ready. We ask that if you are planning to participate in this year's parade, the 43rd annual Christmas Parade, that you get those registration forms into us by this Friday. This Friday is the deadline to turn in your form saying you want to participate in the parade. And it's cheer up, dude. It's a Grinch Christmas. We think we're going to have a lot of fun with that, and it's going to be another great event. So excited to have this for our community as we kick off the holiday season.
Cheer up, dude. That's right.
Get
those registrations in. And just a shout-out, big thank you to you, Janine, for the use of the Trustler Business Center for helping with our parade coverage, not only this Thursday for Veterans Day, but for the Christmas Parade. We'll have a live video streaming of both parades, KVOE-TV at KVOE.com. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to having you jump on board with us for the Christmas Parade coming up, Janine. So always
a fun time. Yes, something we always enjoy and we love, having you guys out in front of the Trustler Business Center for the parade.
Well, there's still ribbon to be cut this month.
There is. We have one next Tuesday for Emporia Carpet Cleaning, a new member to the Chamber of Commerce. They are a home-based business, so we are going to be cutting that ribbon at 11:30 at the Trustler Business Center, 719 Commercial. And it's just a great way to once again introduce them to the community and thank them for their support and their investment in the Chamber. So that's next Tuesday, the 16th, 11:30 at the Trustler Business Center.
You mentioned this earlier in our conversation, Janine, that Emporia, you know, get those Christmas gifts here locally, buy local, and Emporia Chamber gift certificates. That's a great idea.
It is a great idea, and once again, we're telling people, shop early, shop local. If it's on the business's shelf, it can be under your tree. You're guaranteed that, and so check out all of our member businesses, see what they have. But then also know that we do have Shop Emporia gift certificates. They come in $5, $10, $25 denominations, and can be spent used at over 80 businesses throughout our community. And they're just a great stocking stuffer, a great gift to give to your employees, your child's teacher, we can go on and on. They just make a great gift. So, yes, Shop Emporia gift certificates. You can call ahead and order. Go online to EmporiaKSChamber.org or just stop by 719 Commercial.
All right. Thanks, Janine.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.
You
right.
too.
Yeah, Janine McKenna, President and CEO of the Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce. And again, today, ribbon cutting, 1130 for Dynamic Disc, their distribution center at 840 Overland Road. So you're all invited to that. Just wanted to throw this in here. I did have this.
She was in the backyard.
Of course, that was under the Macarena a little earlier. Oh, my goodness, Scott Hayes. We are going to be busy here this week. Not only are we covering the Veterans Day Parade, we'll have that KVOE TV at KVOE.com, but we'll have both audio and video of the Memorial Day service coming up at 11 o'clock Veterans Day morning from the All Veterans Memorial. But sports-wise, Scott, are things falling into place?
There's a few things going on sports-wise. So we'll start with high school playoff football. Because we have Madison hosting Little River on Country 101.7 Friday night, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff. Olpe hosting Jefferson County North Friday night on Mix 104.9, 6:30 pregame, 7.